Good morning and welcome to HealthWorks. I'm Carol Kneyer, Way Memorial Community Health Manager. I want to thank you for listening today. So we are in the month of November, and November is National American Diabetes Awareness Month. And my guest today is Anne-Marie Krechik. She is a registered dietitian and also a certified diabetes care and education specialist. That is a tongue-tied title
yes,
now, isn't it, Anne-Marie?
It very much is, yes.
I mean, it formerly known as a certified diabetes educator.
Yes.
And I know you're recently certified, correct?
Yes, I am, over the summer. Yes. Passed the big exam, so
congratulations.
I'm happy. Thank
you. It's nice to have a fellow certified diabetes care and education specialist now. Again, you know, because, you know, they changed the title from a certified diabetes educator because I think we do so much more.
Yes.
In this kind of profession and with the certification. Would you agree?
Oh, yes. It's a whole person approach. So it's not just the food. It's not just the medication. You know, we look at a lot of just different aspects. Are there reasons why maybe you are on medication, but for some reason you're having problems taking it, or you don't quite understand why you're on it, or maybe it's an issue of you have what we call diabetes distress. You've been doing this and it's kind of, you're getting frustrated, you're getting upset about this condition. So working on different coping skills with you to help you better manage.
Right. And again, it just provides a more comprehensive service for individuals with diabetes.
Exactly.
And that's what we're here to talk about today is,
yes,
is diabetes, right?
Yes.
So can you share some stats on diabetes with our listeners?
Sure. You know, some of the things when I was researching, 1 in 4 people have diabetes and they don't know it, which is very scary. You know, you're walking around with elevated blood sugars, or, you know, and you don't even realize this. And that is causing a lot of damage to, you know, different parts of your body, and you don't even know this. Some people, like 1 in 3 people, have what's called prediabetes, which is another condition that not a lot of people talk about. I know that there used to be commercials, I haven't seen them recently, where the little guy would come on, he'd look like the doctor, and,
yes,
and do the little, if you're a woman, then you give yourself 1 point, if you're a man, give yourself 2 points, and then you're counting to see, are you at risk for prediabetes? So, you know, I haven't seen that in a while, but still, it is something that we want to address. Diabetes is actually the 7th leading cause of death. You know, heart disease is number 1 and cancer is number 2. So diabetes, you know, still in that top 10. So still something that definitely needs to be addressed.
Right, right. And when we look at those statistics, leading causes of death, heart disease and cancer,
heart
disease, people with diabetes are also at greater risk for heart disease.
Yes,
correct.
It is a risk factor. So there's certain things that are risk factors for diabetes. So if you are in the overweight or the obese category, you have a family history of diabetes. So maybe a parent, a sibling, you know, somebody like close family members had diabetes. That puts you at a greater risk. Having that heart disease, you know, not being physically active, or maybe you have prediabetes, or when you were pregnant, you had gestational diabetes.
Right.
These are all big risk factors that that we look at.
Right. So can you explain what is diabetes for someone out there that may not know?
So diabetes, your body produces a hormone called insulin. And what insulin's job is, it brings down the blood sugar. It brings down that glucose. When you have diabetes, your body may not produce enough of this hormone, maybe not any at all. So you might not even be producing insulin at all. Or because your blood sugar is so elevated and it's been that way for a long time, your body may be releasing insulin, but your body is not recognizing it. So, you know, when we do testing for diabetes, we look at things like what's your blood glucose. So there's certain criteria that put you in the category of, you know, you don't have diabetes, or you're going into pre-diabetes, or you actually do have the diagnosis of type 2 diabetes.
Right, right. Because there's different types of diabetes.
Yes.
There's type 1, type 2, and we usually do see it at different ages, correct?
Yes.
Type 1,
yes,
and type 2. So we can somewhat figure out which type someone has.
Yes.
Based on age. But again, mm-hmm. that's sometimes a little complicated. But you also mentioned prediabetes. So yes. like, what does that mean for someone?
So prediabetes, your blood sugars are elevated, but not at in the range of you know what we would classify you as having diabetes. So they are higher than where they should be, but not quite. They haven't crossed that threshold of mm-hmm. you have diabetes. But still, it's a condition that we want to address. It's almost like if you're driving your car and you're coming down that hill and you see at the bottom of the hill there's that traffic light and it's green right now, but now it starts to turn yellow. Now it's kind of the warning of, okay, let's get ready, you know. Something's about to change. Let's start slowing down so we don't end up in the middle of the intersection when it's running the red light.
Right.
You know, so that's kind of that warning.
That's a stage. Good analysis. That really is a good analysis. Yeah. And, you know, that would be great if we use green, yellow, and red, mm-hmm. right?
In exactly. regards.
But there are specific numbers, right, that we do look at for pre versus a real diagnosis
yes.
or a true diagnosis of diabetes.
Yes. So these are diagnosed by a blood test. It's going to be a fasting blood test, so that means that you have not had anything to eat for 8 hours prior, so you're not having, you know, that big heavy meal, you're not having the big breakfast or anything like that beforehand. Give yourself at least 8 hours. When they check your blood sugar, if it's under 100, that means there's no diabetes. They also do a test called an A1C. It's a three-month average of how that blood sugar has been running. And it gives you a percentage. So if that A1C is under 5.7%, there's no diabetes. Let's say we did the blood sugar. Your fasting blood sugar was between 100 to 125. The A1C was between 5.7 to 6.4. That puts you in that pre-diabetes category, which can be, you know, making lifestyle changes. We can get you away from developing that type 2 diabetes.
Right, right.
When that fasting number is 126 or above, or you have that A1C comes back and it's 6.5 or above, that is a diagnosis of type 2 diabetes.
Right, right. And at any stage, obviously, if someone goes for their blood work, gets their fasting blood sugar, their A1C, and they're normal, mm-hmm. that's great, okay?
Yes, yes.
But again, if they have a family history, that's something we still caution them to be careful of, right?
Yes.
But
mm-hmm.
And the pre-diabetes range, that is a time where people really should focus on making those lifestyle changes to
exactly.
prevent diabetes type 2
exactly.
from coming on, correct?
Exactly. Oh, yes.
And that's something you can help them with.
Exactly. You know, when we talk about, okay, you know, somebody comes in and they have prediabetes, what are some things that they can do to get away from, you know, developing that type 2 diabetes? So one of the big things, we're dietitians, first thing we go for is the food, you know, the healthy eating, mm-hmm. making sure that you are getting those lean meats in. You're reducing the saturated fat. You're getting in the healthy carbs. So it's not that you have to cut out carbohydrates completely, but we want you to watch how much you're doing and get those healthy things, you know, those healthy foods in there. So getting the whole grains, getting those fruits and vegetables in
right.
is important there. Getting exercise, being sedentary is a risk factor. So getting, you know, we say at least half an hour a day, most days out of the week, of getting some kind of exercise. So if you took a walk, a 10-minute walk after each meal, three times a day, you know, 30 minutes, you just did 30 minutes of exercise, you've met that recommendation. So, you know, whatever you can do,
mm-hmm.
but to get those extra, that physical activity in there is going to help you there. Another big risk factor, stop smoking. That is a huge factor in that. So,
right.
you know, and there's different programs out there to help you with that.
Mm-hmm.
Losing weight. They found that even losing something as small as 7% of your body weight greatly reduces your risk of diabetes.
Mm-hmm. Right. And again, these are lifestyle changes mm-hmm. to make the body internally work better.
Yes, exactly.
That's what you're really doing is
yes.
you're fixing those things that you can't necessarily see.
Yes.
But showing up on blood work.
Exactly.
Right.
Exactly.
Right. And then again, you know, and a lot of the recommendations that you're going to tell someone to that may be in that pre-diabetes range,
mm-hmm.
you also do many of the same things for people with type 2 diabetes.
Yeah, we do.
Right?
We do.
But
mm-hmm.
of course, there's a little bit more to that because oftentimes they're put on medication.
Yes.
So you can help with explaining what that medication does.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. There's different classes of medication. This is when you would take this medication, or this is what it's going to do in the body. Mm-hmm. You know, maybe some medications you're going to take with food to minimize some of the side effects. You know, there's different things that we could cover.
Right, right. And as a certified diabetes care and education specialist, as well as your RRD, registered mm-hmm. dietitian status, you talk mainly about food, because food, exercise is really a big, big component of diabetes management, pre-diabetes prevention, and all of that stuff. But you can also teach people how to use a blood glucose machine now, right?
Exactly. I have that extra certification where, you know, here's your meter. Okay, here's how we do this. Here's the steps to do this. Mm-hmm. People who have the CGMs, the continuous glucose monitors, you know, you see the commercials all over, mm-hmm. the Freestyle Libre, the Dexcom G6. I can show people how you use those. I've actually had people come in and I've shown you how you actually, when you have to replace these sensors, the steps you have to do, mm-hmm. you know, mm-hmm. how to do these things. So,
right. And then also pattern management.
So, yes.
Because I think a lot of these newer tools are mm-hmm. great, because, you know, people get an automatic blood glucose reading yes. when they have it. But I think it's also important, which you can do, is help teach them what to do with those numbers, what those numbers mean to them, right?
Exactly. Like, I've had people say, you know, okay, I'm checking my blood sugar, it's giving me these numbers, but I have no idea if these are good, if they're bad, what I'm supposed to do, you know, when I get these certain numbers. So looking at, okay, what are you eating? Maybe, okay, you're running lower here. Maybe we need to add some more food earlier in the day. Or, okay, you're getting up in the morning and your blood sugar's high. It's mm-hmm. higher than the target range. Okay, what did you do the night before? You know, let's go back and revisit some of the meals you had. If you're frequently doing this, or maybe it was a, you know, it was somebody's birthday at work and you had that piece of cake and now you checked your blood sugar later on before your next meal and you're high. Well, then we right. know why. But, right. you know, but if it's frequently happening, maybe it is a situation where let's revisit the things that you're typically eating. Maybe we do need to look at those medications and see, maybe you need an adjustment right. with those as well.
Right. Great. And what phone number? So how would it work? Do they need a physician referral? What phone number could they call to schedule an appointment if they're listening today and want an appointment?
So they can call the dietitian's office. It's 570-253-8164. And if you're a patient of one of our Way Memorial Community Health Centers, we actually see you free of charge. You do not need a doctor's referral. You can call us directly. We do over-the-phone visits, so you don't even have to leave your house. You can stay in your pajamas. We just set up a day and time. We either mail you information or email it to you, so you have something in front of you when we do our talk. If you're somebody that prefers face-to-face, we can do that also. We bring you in. You know, it's going to be more mask-to-mask and 6 feet apart, but still we right. bring you in.
Right.
And we can go through it that way. And okay. there's, you know, with the community health centers, there's never a cost to you.
Which is really yeah. nice. Right.
And you can visit with us as much as you want.
Mm-hmm. Right. Because, you know, some people don't get it in one visit.
Exactly. Sometimes you need that refresher.
Right. Right. Which is mm-hmm. so important because, you know, diabetes is a chronic disease.
Yes.
You know, when you're diagnosed, you pretty much have it for the rest of your life. The most important thing people, you know, with diabetes that I used to teach them mm-hmm. is management, understanding yes. it, because you can lead a long, healthy life with diabetes.
Exactly.
And control it. Mm-hmm. And someone like you, and as well as Barb, if you're not around, can also help them learn all of they need to know.
Yes. Yes. We right. frequently see people with diabetes and other conditions. Mm-hmm. You know, that's our day to day.
So if someone is listening and they're not sure if they may have diabetes or they haven't gone to their physician yet, is there something they can do online that they can do, like a screening, or like what can they do?
Yes. Actually, if you go to the American Diabetes Association, which their website is diabetes.org, so nice and easy,
yep.
There's actually a test. It's called Know Your Risk. Mm-hmm. You can do this online and it'll walk you through little questions. And it's basically like I was saying before, like those commercials, the points. So are you overweight? There's so many points with that. Do you have a family history of diabetes? It's a certain point value associated with that. So when you tally up your results, if I believe it's a 5 or more, that's saying that you are at risk. So it's a good idea to go to your doctor, let them know, get tested, because mm-hmm. the earlier you find out, the better it is, because you can prevent a lot of those long-term side effects from having diabetes.
Right, because again, you know, we talked about nutrition, we talked about exercise, we talked about blood glucose monitoring, but there's also other things that mm-hmm. a physician will follow yes. yearly, correct?
Yes. Yes.
Like eye exams, mm-hmm. You know, routine foot checks.
The foot care, you know, checking, even dental checks right. are important.
Right. So, well, Anne-Marie, I want to thank you so much. We're unfortunately out of time. We could probably talk another 15 minutes about diabetes, right?
Yes.
Again, what number could they call for an appointment?
570-253-8164.
Oh, great. And Anne-Marie, I want to thank you again for being on the show.
Well, thank you for having me.
And again, this is Carol Kanier. Thank you for listening. Remember, November is American Diabetes Awareness Month. For more information, just give Anne-Marie a call. I want to thank you for listening and have a great day.